up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we are once again, ready to go with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old time oldie show. Back for another week. It's old time because it's all polka records. And maybe a waltz or a schottische or whatever. But it's old time music. And they're oldies because every song we play on the show comes off phonograph records, which means, you know, by about the mid to late 1980s, they weren't making records anymore. And things switched over to being on CD. So everything here is at least 40 years old, for Pete's sake, which is kind of scary when you stop and think about it, how that much time has gone by since they were making regular phonograph records. Of course, now they're making them again, but it's a big fancy, you know, retro thing. In fact, I remember reading that they actually outsold CDs and downloads in number of units last year. They always come out with an article like end of every year, you know, vinyl sales outsells CDs, vinyl sales outsells downloads, and then they go by money. They've been selling a lot larger dollar amount, but last year for the first time it was more units. So, yay records. Let's get things rolling with Happy Louie and his polka band. I got, oddly enough, we're starting the show this week with two records in a row that have fiddle playing in them. That is not very common on the show. But anyway, Happy Louie and his polka band. We're going to start out with Fiddle Diddle, which obviously has fiddles in it. There, little Happy Louie and his polka band getting us started here on another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. That's the Fiddle Diddle Polka, the presence of fiddles. May have tipped you off on that one, but that doesn't tip you off on this one because it's got some fiddling action going on here, too. It's the Polish Kid Polka. Yeah, it's the Polish Kid with the trilby tones.
When I was young and just a lad, I was good, mostly bad. Played around, had some fun. Here's a song of what I done. I dropped Kishka in my gotki, spilled Charnina on my portki, poured the pivo on my shirt and tie. Made a mess of my suit coat, put holes in my shoes and socks, got some bubble gum stuck in my locks. Put the sand in sister's ear, peppered up my pappy's beer, every child needs time for being wild. Relatives would bother me, asking what I'd like to be, I told them great and famous, wait and see. I was just like other tykes who rode around on trikes and bikes, except that I have Polish ancestry. Polish blood flows deep inside me, that's the difference within me. Now's the time to sing this melody. I'm a Polish kid and proud of it, praise the Lord, I do love it. Polish parents on both sides of me. I'm a Polish kid and proud of it, bardzo lubię, so ja jestem. I've got Polish friends and family. I am a Polish kid and proud of it. Praise the Lord, I do love it. Polish parents on both sides of me. I am a Polish kid and proud of it. Bardzo lubię, so ja jestem. I've got Polish friends and family. Tried some schnapps, it made me sick. Thought that I could even lick off all the frosting on a chocolate cake. Tied the dog's tail up in knots, played outside with cooking pots, and threw my toys in all the neighbors' lots. I would go to celebrate at weddings, and I always ate the Polish food and listened to the band. Sat on stage to feel the beat, pitched ice cubes at people's feet, the music, food, and booze all were so grand. I was raised in Polish style, the polka tunes would make me smile, music was for me from an early age. Now I wish to carry on the Polish ways and traditions, I've grown to learn and love my heritage. I'm a Polish kid and proud of it, praise the Lord, I do love it, Polish parents on both sides of me. I'm a Polish kid and proud of it, bardzo lubię, so ja jestem, I've got Polish friends and family. I'm a Polish kid and proud of it, praise the Lord, I do love it, Polish parents on both sides of me. I'm a Polish kid and proud of it, bardzo lubię, so ja jestem, I've got Polish friends and family.
There you have it there, the Polish kid. See, you know why they call him the Polish kid, right? Plus, his name I can't pronounce. I've never been able to pronounce it. His name's Don. That part I got. I think it's Chalkozewski. Yeah, that's close. I've never been able to say it. I've been playing it on the radio since 1976, probably, or something like that. I've never known how to say his name, but fortunately, he goes by the Polish kid. So people like me that have trouble with that one can just call him the Polish kid, and we're good. We're like buds, man, because I can read that on the label. Anyway, welcome to another Oompa Hour, doing the same thing we do every week. Glad you're along. Maybe you just discovered the show by accident. Maybe you were twirling your radio dial and landed on this, and you're like, what the heck is going on here? This is what they call happy music for happy people, so turn it up. Dancing is optional. And, yeah, that's the whole shtick. So let us press on to Joe Risitar and the orchestra. It's the My Merry Polka.
Darling, do you still remember on the night when we first met? Arm in arm, we danced together. Never, dear, shall we forget. Marice moja, Marice moja, Marice moja, sweetheart mine. Marice moja, Marice moja, Marice moja, sweetheart mine. Lovely lips, so sweet and tender, whispered words of love divine. Then that kiss of sweet surrender told me, dear, that you were mine. Marice moja, Marice moja,
Marice moja, sweetheart mine. Marice moja, Marice moja, Marice moja, sweetheart mine.
On the night when we first met, arm in arm we danced together. Never, dear, shall we forget.
Marice moja, Marice moja, Marice moja, sweetheart mine. Marice moja, Marice moja, Marice moja, sweetheart mine.
Joe Recitar and the orchestra, the My Merry Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Before we press on to Norm Dombrowski and the Happy Notes, let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum. And I'll again encourage you to check it out. Still good traveling weather available for the next, I don't know, a month, couple of months, maybe? Yeah, you never really know up here. But you can't beat the fall colors up here in northern Minnesota, which is where we're at. Some of you may know that already. Some of you may not. As the show is heard across the country, I wish I could say around the world, but I'll settle for across the country. In fact, how are things down there in Florida today? Yeah, we had 33 degrees this morning. There was a frost warning out, so I don't know how you're doing down there. But, yeah, the World of Accordions Museum, if you can't get there to see them in person, you can check them out online at worldofaccordions.org. They have a whole lot of accordions on display, thousands of accordions on display in their museum, all sorts of related stuff, too. I would say musical bric-a-brac. That doesn't sound classy enough. I don't know, but memorabilia and related things on display. They have research materials, advertising materials, music, the history of the instruments, the musicians, the people, all sorts of great stuff. It's quite an experience. They have a beautiful concert hall. Maybe if you're lucky, you can schedule to visit when they've got a show coming up or something. But check them out online. That's the best thing to do. It's real handy unless you happen to live in Superior, Wisconsin, or Duluth, because it's right there. A lot of people that live there don't even know it's there. It's in that, that beautiful building there. I can't remember what it's called. On Belknap Street, anyway. Check them out, all right? worldofaccordions.org is where you find them. On the interwebs, all right? You can send them an email. You can find out about activities and schedules and their history, all kinds of great stuff. worldofaccordions.org. All right, Norm Dombrowski and the Happy Notes. This is one of those 45s where both sides are good. It's hard to decide which side to play, but I think I always tend to go with the Great Musician's Polka.
There's a grand old polka band playing somewhere in a distant ballroom many miles away. Only the greatest polka bands get to go there, and I wish that we could go there someday. Little Wally is the MC of the evening. One by one he calls the bands from the wing to perform and sing the songs they made so famous as the melodies all began to ring. Lawrence Welk will entertain you, blowing bubbles. Frankie Yankovic is singing Just Because. Ed Blazanch is playing Angeline Be Mine. Romy Gars is playing his golden trumpet too. I see Eddie Zima on his concertina. Frank Wojnarowski's playing Teresa's favorite polka. Marion Lush is singing I'll Build You a Home. Cousin Fuzzy still playing peekaboo. Ed Madura is tuned up for the evening. Elvin's drinking with his pal, Upsadina. Whoopi John is making whoopee at the Metropole. And the happy notes have gone to the moon. There's a grand old polka band playing somewhere in a distant ballroom many miles away. Only the greatest polka bands get to go there. And I wish that we could go there someday.
There you have it, Norm Dombrowski, and Happy Notes, of course. And that is the Great Musician's Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour, hailing from Stevens Point, Wisconsin, the Gold Record Company. See, you could have a gold record and not sell any, because that's the name of the record company. Aren't they clever? That's like there was a record company called the Hit Record Company, and all they put out were crummy cover versions of other people's hit records, but they were at a discount price, see? And they called them the Hit Record Company. They really did. Well, I don't know where you are, but we made it through our first frost warning over the past week. No real crisis there because we're kind of used to it, although I did notice now that the sheets or whatever they are still over all the tomato plants that the wife went out put on last night after I went to bed, so I didn't even know about it. I got up this morning, walked out to go to work, and I thought we had ghosts on the deck, and here it's sheets on the tomato plants. Then I came home and I was like, oh, geez. Well, now the sun is out and it's relatively nice out. I should probably go take those sheets off of there so that, they get some sunshine. What do they do in the sunshine? They have photosynthesis or something. I don't remember. That was in biology class 60 years ago. I don't remember the details. All right, let's go German style. Here's the Foolish Polka. It's the Gil Steele Band out of Richmond, Minnesota. Is the Gil Steele Band. That's the Foolish Polka, and this is Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show where this sort of thing happens every week. This is no accident, ladies and gentlemen. We actually we do this on purpose every week, so glad you're along with us, all right? Now, this one I have questions about the name of the band. I have the Wisconsin Club Polka here, and it's Corky Horban, H-O-R-B-A-N, Corky Horban, and I'm going to guess it's And the Belvederes. But Belvederes is spelled incorrectly. There should probably be two E's. I don't know, unless they're the Belvederes. because it looks actually like it's spelled the Belvederes, but I think it should be the Belvederes. I'm not sure. Anybody know? There's no hint on the record. If it's Belvederes, then fine. But I feel like I'm saying Belvederes wrong. So I don't know. But anyway, Corky and the boys are going to do the Wisconsin Club Polka for us. You remember those commercials back in like the 60s, maybe into the 70s? I don't remember now. It's all a blur. There used to be ads on the TV for organs for your home, like the Lowry organ or the Hammond organ. Or what else was a popular one? The Kimball organ. These were all organs you would get, to put in your house. And then you would learn how to play. And some of them, you know, they had learned to play the organ books and kits and all that kind of stuff that came along with them. And they would always have, you know, like the family gathered around the organ in the living room in the commercials. And they'd be like on the last, you know, the last verse of the Beer Barrel Polka or something. And they're just coming around to the end. And then they'd say, doesn't that look like fun? Well, you can have this fun, too, with a new Kimball organ in your living room. Blah, blah, blah. And, you know, the family's gathered around and they're all singing Red River Valley or something. And then Dad's playing the organ and they get to the end. It's, gosh, Dad, play that again. They're all having, you know, Kool-Aid and some kind of fancy pitcher and cups. Mom's got her apron on and everything. Did that make you buy an organ back 50 years ago? It made us buy an organ. I started organ lessons on the Lowry organ when I was 4 years old. And that was a long time ago. That organ had about 10,000 tubes in the back. I used to like to shut off all the lights in the living room and turn it on because the whole wall behind it would glow orange from the filaments in the tube. Anyway, what is my point? That is the question. My point is, I believe Corky has sat down at his Lowry or his Hammond or his Kimball organ with a couple of friends and whipped out the Wisconsin Club Polka. That's what I think. And somebody really liked this record because it's been played a lot. She's kind of worn out, but I'm going to give her a whirl anyway.
Thank you.
Gee, Dad, play it again. Corky Horban and the Belvederes, I believe. That is the Wisconsin Club Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and I was going to say something brilliant. I had it all planned out, and now I forgot what it was. See, that's what happens when you start paying attention to the music too much and you forget what you're going to talk about. I guess that's the way it goes. We're just going to roll one from the Redbirds. Are you ready? It's the Vienna Forever Polka. Music from the Redbirds, the Vienna Forever Polka. This is Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Remember, you have a request, dedication, question, comment, want to, I don't know, trade recipes or whatever the case might be. A bunch of ways you get in touch with the Oompa Hour. Get a message into Oompa Hour World Headquarters by using a telephone, a dial phone, a push-button phone, a real phone, a pay phone, a cellular phone, a flip phone, a bag phone, any kind of phone. You can leave a voice message at 218-259-2985, all right? 218-259-2985. And if you'd like to and you have the proper kind of phone, you can text to that number as well. We'll get your text message at 218-259-2985. Or you can go the old email route, like maybe you're sitting at work trying to look like you're doing something important. Why not bang out a letter to the Oompa Hour and send it in your email? That'll confuse the boss when he's checking your sent folders to see if you're doing any work. He's like, what? It's just oompahour at AOL.com. No spaces, all little letters. Oompahour at AOL.com. Or I do check the Facebook occasionally. Yeah, at least once a week anyway. You can Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. We'll get you there as well. So any of those ways you want to get in a message or request, if you want to do a request like for an anniversary or a birthday or something, plan ahead. Because, you know, you might, this show is carried all over the country and it's a weekly show. So you might be hearing it on a Friday and I'm doing the show for the next week on a Tuesday and the birthday was on the Wednesday before and it gets confusing and the records are not organized. So it can take me, you know, a couple of weeks just to find the darn record. So plan ahead if you want a special dedication that has to go on a certain date, because I'm happy to do it if I can, if it's possible. All right. Here's Bernie White and his orchestra now. This is the Tropical Mexican Polka.
Hello, cutie. What's your name?
Chiquita.
Ay, Chiquita. Tú eres bonita.
Let's dance the tropical Mexican.
then curtsy to the ground. Point your toe out and hop, 1, 2, 3. Skip all about, release your energy. Partner, swing her all around, do a do-si-do, then curtsy to the ground. Point your toe out and hop, 1, 2, 3. Skip all about, release your energy.
All right, there you have it. The Tropical Mexican Polka, Bernie White and his orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. That's kind of a fun record. That's one of those records that's got a lot of miles on it, but it's looking, it's sounding really good. A normal person would look at that and go, yeah, I'm skipping that one. But, yeah, plays pretty good, so we're in good shape. What do we got going on here? I'm going to do a little Frankie Kramer for you here. Frankie Kramer used to hail from Cleveland, and then he moved to Minnesota. At the time this album was done in 1978, they were living in Eveleth, Minnesota, which is not all that far from where we're at right now doing the Oompa Hour. The record company address is in Gilbert, Minnesota, which is even closer to us here. And I don't know, there's a very popular album. If you try to find a copy to buy online, they're hard to find and they're expensive when you do. So I treasure the one I have with the great picture of Frankie and the band standing in the big scooper of an iron ore mining truck. It's a very cool record album cover. You can look at that on the internet for free if you want to. Recorded at Sound 80 Studios in Minnesota, down Minneapolis. Sound 80 made a ton of great good sound and stuff down there. And then it says accordion specially tuned by John Bolster in Minnetonka. So you needed a special tuner guy for this job. So I normally... When I grab this album, I play Lollapalooza, just because Margie sings, that's his wife, and I never play, like, Melody of Love. So this week, I'm gonna. Here's Frankie Kramer, Melody of Love, on the Oompa Hour.
Moja droga, ja cię kocham, and I love you so. Moja droga, ja cię kocham, more than you ever know. Kocham prawie całe serce, love you with all my heart. Return to me and always be my melody of love. It's
sounds hurt sad. Love you with all my heart. Return to me and always be my melody of love.
Frankie Kramer there, Melody of Love Polka, Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. That's everything you need to know. In a nutshell, I got to pick out a 78 for this week. I didn't even bring any more up from the garage. Oh, I got this Louis Prima 78 sitting here that I played before, but it's been a while. Maybe we'll give that one another spin. It's right handy here. You know, maybe we'll do that. We'll see. All right, let's do Whoopi John and the band and the No-No Polka. No Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, back for another week. Every week, this kind of silliness happens. And if you happen to be listening, I would implore you, is that a word, to send a little note to the radio station or the podcaster or the web stream or wherever you happen to be listening to the show and say, hey, we're digging the Zumpa Hour. Thanks for carrying it on your program, stream, airwaves, whatever it happened to be. Because you'd be surprised to find out that radio people, and especially web streaming people, don't get the feedback that you would think they would get for doing this kind of stuff. So let them know you're listening and that you're digging the show. And if you know somebody in Canada with a radio station or web stream, tell them to send us an email and sign up to carry the show, because I want to get somebody up there in Canada. We're not that far away, you guys. They could probably hear me without a transmitter if I just yell. Because then I could say that the show is international. See, it's nationally syndicated now, but it would be so cool to say international. So if you know somebody in Canada might want to do the show, it costs nothing to join syndication and carry the show. It costs you $0. So do it, all right? Frank Novak now teaming up with Cleveland's Polka All-Stars. I was reading up on this record, and a disc jockey at WXEN Radio in Cleveland decided to put together a band to do a recording, an all-instrumental, all-button accordion album featuring the Helicon Diatonic Soundbox. So Frank Novak is playing that, and then he's got a bunch of Cleveland's finest polka musicians to play along with him on this record. So this is some good stuff here. You ready? Here's the Roaring Twenties Polka. There you go, the Roaring Twenties Polka, Frank Novak with Cleveland's Polka All-Stars here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. We got to get in our 78 of the week and our official waltz of the week, and look at what time it is already. Holy moly, I got Louis Prima in the orchestra here on a 78 RPM. It's a test pressing. It's a record, you know, where they pressed a few to test the presses when they got them, and the label is just a typed label stuck on there and everything. So I don't know if this one ever went to press, or maybe this is an alternate take. Ooh, wouldn't that be cool? It's the I Love to Polka polka. That's what it says on the record. It's Louis Prima and his orchestra.
I love to polka, dance to polka polka. I just want to polka, 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 polka. I polka every morning, I polka every night. I polka, polka, polka when the sun is shining bright. I love to do the rumba, the tango and the hop. But since I learned to polka, it seems I just can't stop. I love to polka, dance to polka, polka. I just wanna polka, 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 polka. I polka every morning, I polka every night. I polka, polka, polka when the sun is shining bright. I love to go to movies, the opera and the zoo. But since I learned to polka, that's all I ever do. I just wanna polka, 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 polka. I polka every morning, I polka every night. I polka, polka, polka when the sun is shining bright. I love to play post office and spin the bottle, yes. But since I learned to polka, I think I like it best. I like the polka in the morning, and I polka in the night. I polka, polka, polka when the sun is shining bright.
So there, Louis Prima, I love to polka, polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. There we got our 78 of the weekend. Let's get our waltz in for the week. Man, time is just flying by, isn't it? Yeah, let's get our official waltz in. I have Elmer Scheid and his Hulurai Band and the Sweet Violets Waltz. There you have our official waltz for the week there, the Sweet Violets Waltz. That is Elmer Scheid and his Hulurai Band here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Hang on, I got the Polketeers coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
I'm saying we can't squeak a couple more songs into the show this week anyway. Here are the Polka-Tears. It's the Village Tavern Polka. There you go, the Polka-Tears there. That's the Village Tavern Polka. Just about out of time on the show. Let's see if we can't squeak one in here from Happy Richie's Polka Band. It's Haley's Polka. All right, there you go. That's a Happy Richie's Polka Band there, Haley's Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. And the old clock on the wall says, stop playing the records. It's time to get out of the studio and go find something constructive to do, is what it's telling me. So I guess I'll do that, but I wouldn't get too excited, because, of course, we'll be back to do it again next week with a fresh stack of records.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!